We've been doing international election monitoring work since the mid-80s, and this is certainly the most difficult in terms of the security situation that I've been engaged with.
Glenn Cowan is a co-founder and head of Democracy International out of Bethesda, Maryland. It's one of many international organizations monitoring the vote in Afghanistan.
But it has the advantage of an independent election commission that I think is better prepared to conduct this election than in many other countries in which I've been engaged. It's got the support of the international community that has provided a lot of money to help with the mechanics of this election.
By the way, I'm wondering if you yourself as an election monitor are worried about security. I'm guessing that perhaps in some areas international monitors are not welcome.
The amount of security that we provided our observers is extraordinary. And even with that, we are, of course, very concerned about their safety. Almost all of these observers have broad experience. They've been in perhaps dozens of other countries. And so they're able to bring a comparative analysis to the process. We don't look at elections or observe them in a vacuum. We look at them in the context of the society in which these elections are held and try to make a judgment about whether or not the process the voters have gone through has given them some legitimate possibility of expressing their free will.
But that's extremely subjective, and I wonder how you go about doing that, because it seems like everybody right now expects that there will be some amount of fraud. And the question is, at what point is it too much? I mean, if monitors say they're going to tolerate a limited amount of fraud, what is limited and what's acceptable?
I think the question of what's tolerable is really a decision to be made by, in this case, Afghan voters. They understand this process better than observers will. They know the officials who operate in their own polling stations. And if there are attempts to manipulate the vote count, almost without question, if that type of fraud is of a nature and of a scale to be able to change the outcome of the election, the Afghan people will know it, and they simply will not accept the process as having been legitimate.
But that sounds questionable, because the Afghan people at this point have very little to compare it to. I mean, democracy is something that is very new to them. You're the ones, the monitors are the ones who have been able to compare it to elections in Albania and many, many other places. Is there no particular standard that you have by which you could say, look, this amount of fraud happened in this particular polling place, these particular votes don't count?
What we'll be able to speak to are whether or not the mechanics have been executed properly. The law and the Independent Election Commission of Afghanistan have established certain rules and procedures that are supposed to be followed, and our observers can determine whether or not those have been executed correctly.
There's an awful lot riding on this election and how well it goes and to what extent the people of Afghanistan see any kind of optimism in their future. Is there pressure on monitors to lower the bar, lower the standard by which this is considered a free and fair democratic election?
Absolutely not. I mean, there is not an international standard for what constitutes a legitimate election.
That may be part of the problem right there, is that it's very subjective from place to place.
There are some common denominators that deal in terms of voters having access to a free ballot, having access to a secret ballot, that the processes that determine who's allowed to vote are open, that people are not denied the right to vote based on race, religion, color, creed. And all of those things are generally true in Afghanistan. The question is, will they be executed on election day? It's not only international monitors. There are also tens of thousands of domestic monitors who will be in the polling stations as well. And in fact, the Independent Election Commission announced today that they had issued 250,000 credentials for monitors. There are only some 6,500 polling stations for those monitors to observe.
But 250,000, a quarter of a million monitors around Afghanistan sounds like a lot, but how, under what basis were they certified? I mean, do you feel as though they're all credible?
Oh, I think many of them are advocates of one or another presidential candidate. There are districts in this country that are absolutely under the control of forces that are not going to allow this election to take place legitimately. And I think the real question is, on the 20th of August, will the number of those be so significant that this is not a legitimate process? And that we just don't know yet.
Glenn Cowan is one of the many international observers monitoring the election in Afghanistan this week. He's co-founder and head of Democracy International. Thanks a lot, and safe travels. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thanks.